today.
President Obama, the man of the hour on the tube, nationally televised his address to a joint chamber. To me, it's the same old plan, just disguised a little bit differently, but it's a bad plan. Why sugarcoat it? He was even heckled at one point by someone from the Republican squad that it was so odd when you saw it happen that there was a little bit of a pause and he screamed, "You lied," as a result of what the president was saying about illegal immigrants in this country and their coverage in this whole health care reform heist, I think, of the American people, because that's really what it amounts to me. We'll let you hear Congressman Joe Wilson, by the way, and you can hear it a little bit where he shouts from his seat and he kind of jabs his finger in the air. He did come back and say that he regretted the incident, by the way, but said that he was overcome with what he was hearing and didn't agree with it and, you know, just couldn't hold his emotions in any longer. Kate Delaney here, hanging with you, just swinging for the fences on America tonight. One, will some of the health care proposals that Obama is laying out, will they ultimately be passed this year? And do you think it's the same old plan, or are you convinced there's something new about this one? 800-259-5791, of course. Those are always the digits to jingle to jump on the show and throw in your 2 cents. Here's just a little tiny bit of Obama during that very long speech.
Of the 5 committees asked to develop bills, 4 have completed their work, and the Senate Finance Committee announced today that it will move forward next week. That has never happened before. Our overall efforts have been supported by an unprecedented coalition of doctors and nurses, hospitals, seniors groups, and even drug companies, many of whom opposed reform in the past. And there is agreement in this chamber on about 80% of what needs to be done, putting us closer to the goal of reform than we have ever been. But what we've also seen in these last months is the same partisan spectacle that only hardens the disdain many Americans have towards their own government. Instead of honest debate, we've seen scare tactics. Some have dug into unyielding ideological camps that offer no hope of compromise. Too many have used this as an opportunity to score short-term political points, even if it robs the country of our opportunity to solve a long-term challenge. And out of this blizzard of charges and countercharges, confusion has reigned. Well, the time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed. Now is the season for action. Now is when we must bring the best ideas of both parties together and show the American people that we can still do what we were sent here to do. Now is the time to deliver on health care.
All right, so here's the scoop, America. Get ready. You're probably going to have to pay 10% of your monthly income. And if you decide you don't want to do this, if this becomes mandatory that you must have health insurance, just like auto insurance, you could be fined up to $3,800 a year. There are so many people that are just trying to stay healthy and just kind of paying as they go, get catastrophic insurance, whatever, who are extremely worried about the mandatory part of what's being proposed, at least from President Obama and certainly others. What do you think? Is it the same old, or did you hear anything that gave you hope? One, that this would be bipartisan if you care about that, because frankly, I think it's all DOA, all this legislation, or that there was something different offered up here. 800-259-5791. Let's fly out to our pal Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to be a little revolutionary here, and I say that tongue in cheek. I'd like to suggest, for one thing, that Congress takes all this free health care they are getting, which is from our taxpayer dollars, and that they give it back, and maybe that could fund Medicare. They're all multimillionaires. They can afford their own health care. They don't have a need to have free health care. And they also get free postage, so I think they should give that back to the post office and help keep it afloat and help the economy. And I really didn't hear anything wonderful in Obama's speech, and I believe Mr. Wilson was right when he said that he lied, because you can't stand there and tell people on Medicare that they're not going to change any of their coverage, and at the same time you're going to cut millions and millions of dollars out of it, and that's just one small area. And you know, fining people $3,800 and all kind of crazy ideas like that. I think they need some of us common people to tell them what they need to do.
I agree. Jana, that was so well said. Very eloquent. You put that together. That was nice. I agree with everything that Jana said. Jana, thanks. Absolutely.
Thank you.
From the heartland. And Jana tells us she's a Democrat. She said it many, many times on this show. Voters, people, you have to wake up. You have to wake up and wake up the people around you, seriously. Because you look at this fiasco, because that's what it's really turned out to be. We cannot keep printing money the way we're printing money, right? And you look at this idea, health care. Would you like to get health care and not pay for it? What is free that you get? There is no free lunches. There is always some sort of a catch, isn't there? You think there's no catch in this? Of course there's a catch in this. We've already told you about one of them, the fact that it would be mandatory and you would have to pay. So you would be forced to have health care insurance. I'll say it again. You cannot give more and more things to the people, charge them less, and have nobody waiting around for decent health care. Of course it will ruin health care. You cannot think everything is going to stay the same. Now, I thought, to be honest, I thought there was an outside chance that he was going to try to blow our socks off. Really, honestly. With something so far out of left field, or come up with a bill that he had put together, had worked on as a suggestion, etc. But to me, it's the same thing that he's been saying. No wonder why he was at Walter Cronkite's ceremony today, his memorial ceremony in New York. Of course he had time to be there. Clinton pointed him out and said, oh, there he is. And look at this man is doing something incredible tonight, and he's going to speak to the country. But yet he finds time. That shows you the power of Walter Cronkite. It shows you that this speech was just a layup for him. There wasn't anything new or different or the meat that people keep looking for. It's the same thing. Nothing was different in this. 800-259-5791. Of course, we're going to be talking about healthcare, and the water cooler buzz is the response to Obama's healthcare proposals. Think we're going to see new, bigger, badder, bolder healthcare by Christmas? Or do you think it gets stopped, gunked up in the legislative process? Meet you on the flip side.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
Yeah, so Obama could stop bickering and pass health care reform. He tried to invigorate the push for his agenda during address to a joint session of Congress. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity again. And I say we should start a campaign to elect Joe Wilson as next president of the United States.
You love it. Hey, wait, we're going to stop you there. Let's see if we can get our technical maestro to let everybody hear what happened with Wilson. Can we roll that back there in Minneapolis?
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. And one more.
All right, he said it's not true, and Wilson screamed out. You could hear it clearly if you listened. You'd lied. Wilson, from the Republican from South Carolina, said later he regretted saying it, that his emotions got the better of him, but that he couldn't help it because of how he felt about what he was saying. And it wasn't interruption.
The fact is that Obama is lying, but he's lying like a politician.
Right.
See, in other words, what they're doing is they're saying, yeah, you know, of course, we're not going to give, you know, Medicare to the whole world. You have to be, you know. But they are not allowed to check if the person is a citizen. That way, they can, you know, go to the illegals and say, hey, look, this is the way you do it. And they can go to the people who are against that and say, hey, you know, it says right here, no illegals allowed. But we're not allowed to check. See, now, if he, as president tonight, after that guy said, you lie, he said, you know what, Joe, What we're going to do is we're going to allow that Republican bill to become part of this thing, and we're going to check everyone's citizenship. See, then, you know, he would have just, it would have been over. He would have gotten the votes from everybody because that's proof that he means something. But
right.
He didn't say that. And then the next thing he said was an even bigger lie. Okay? You know this. He said, and we will not fund abortions with federal funds.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, where did he pull that from?
Right.
They've been doing that ever since he got in the White House.
Right.
I mean, you know, he would have said, and to prove that, the next Supreme Court justice will have to be pro-life. He would have said that. You know, what are we as conservatives going to do? We're going to go, well, man, the guy is showing something here that we hadn't seen before. But it's interesting, Kate, if you do the math, abortion started to become legal in 73, I believe. And if you do the math, about 1 million abortions a year, okay, there would have been 20 million Americans in the workplace now, 18 and over, 20 million. They're not there. And how many illegals do we have? 20 million.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence.
No.
So, you know, if we believe Barack Obama is, you know, totally bad for this country, then somebody getting up and calling him a liar is a good thing. That's where I stand.
All right, Tomas, it's interesting. You pretty much pointed out a lot of the holes in what Obama said. I agree. You have a good one, brother. I think that it's like I said earlier, the best way I can describe it is they keep trying to sell us the same thing over and over again and disguising it in different ways. But if you read the legislation, he's right. It does not read that way. And certainly there is no way Obama was going to say anything that would catapult him toward the right. If anything, I think the idea was he had to win back the left, because a lot of people on the left feel like, well, where's ours? Forget these olive branches. We want, you know, we're the progressives in this country. You stand up there and you stand up for what you promised us you were going to do. And I think that that was part of the objective of that speech, because you see the sagging approval ratings, and he, no matter what, he, as Tomas said, he speaks like a politician, and then that's how you lie. As a politician, you have to spin everything. So ultimately, you weren't going to hear that. There's just absolutely no way that was going to happen, right? So get ready. Get ready, because if it does go through, and trust me, there will be things you will not know in this legislation. Get ready to pay, because you're going to have to pay, or you're going to have to pay a bigger price in a fine. And that, to me, that's the ridiculous part. Should be your choice. So, okay, fine if it's offered, but it should be your choice as to whether or not you want to purchase it, because it's not going to be free. Just keep reminding yourself that. You're not getting some card that says your health coverage is free. No, you're not getting that. Think of whatever you're paying for your premiums now. And I agree that premiums can get out of control, and that if there wasn't some kind of reform, like tort reform that I said, or competition where you could go across the states, you could get better insurance, because trust me, the insurance rates would go down. That would be an easy way to do it. I think what's going to happen is you're going to kill the healthcare system as it stands now. I mean, this is what you have to ask yourself. So the number says 37 on the list, but have you been to other countries? Have you talked to people from other countries? Have you read Foreign Affairs or any of the articles that are out there from people who have lived it? People have lived in the other systems. I'll say it again, because I was asked this in an email. Somebody sent me this. In fact, I'll say who it is. A woman named Robin. Kate, I do enjoy your show, even though a lot of your points of view are very different from mine. I think you listen to people. You let them speak. You always say, I'm willing to listen to anyone's side of anything, and please, if you disagree with me, call the show. And I love that about you, instead of going crazy, stark, raving mad on the air. But I have to say this. How can you not look at France and say that that's a much better healthcare system than the one that we have in the United States, or for that matter, the UK? I'm glad that you brought up those two countries. I am positive, having family members in London, that the system is not better. It's better when you have money, because when you have money, you have to buy supplemental insurance. So, of course, then you get the Cadillac treatment, but you've paid more money. There are wards outside of London all around England that are closing because they can't afford it. Saying this about France, Sarkozy realizes that they're having trouble and wants to adopt some sort of a copay system, much like we have, like we do have in the United States. I went to the doctors today. They had to draw blood. I'm completely healthy, but I had to do a checkup thing. Paid a copay. That's exactly what Sarkozy is saying, because they are in trouble. They're in trouble. They're backwards in the money side of things. And of course they are, because like the United States, with what's happening economically, they're facing some tough times too, and that's starting to stretch them. In Canada, as you know, when we have our friends that join us from Canada, I've talked to other people. We had a former Canadian health minister on the show. There's not excellent, incredible health care in Canada. It can be okay. Depends on where you live. There's probably some solid doctors there. But if you have anything like an elbow problem, arthritis, a knee that needs replacing, some back problems where it might be a slipped disc, let's say. If they can put you on painkillers and wait till they have a bed, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. No, thank you. I don't want that kind of health care. If my mother's sick, if my nephew's sick, if anybody important to me is sick, I don't want to wait for a phone call about a bed. Whoops. Looks like you have a stomach ache. I hope your appendix is not going to burst. Is that where it is? Is it a little bit lower? Where are you feeling that pain? No. And I don't want to see that for all of you listening to me. I think the system needs to be tweaked, but it's the same things that we keep saying. I give you my two best examples, the tort reform and the competition across state lines. Doctors for patient care. They're trying to let the doctors be heard. They're going to talk to the congressmen and the senators, doing that on Thursday for 4 hours. Then they're holding a rally in D.C. in a few short months, pumping some of their own money into it. In fact, all of them had to pay something to kind of raise the awareness, the vibration over it. You have, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 in just a couple of months. And we're talking about doctors all over the country, from Colorado to Atlanta to Florida to California, who feel that passionate about it. And you could say, well, they're doctors. They're doctors who could afford, frankly, to step away from the game, but they'd rather stay in it. They've built a practice. They care about their patients, which, by the way, family doctors are dwindling in droves. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, 800-259-5791. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Of course, reaction to President Obama's speech to Congress. A lot of people watching that. I say it's the same old thing that pretty much we're being sold, the same old bill of goods, if you will. Dana's listening to us in Texas. Dana, thanks for hanging through. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I'm a little frustrated, and I hope everybody out there paid attention to just how much of a liar Obama really is. I think he really showed his colors tonight backpedaling on so many issues. And everybody's standing up and down. My gosh, that if I've never been to a Catholic mass, but I've heard that's what that resembles. But,
that was good.
But there was one item he brought up that everybody just got absolutely hysterical clapping over that is a big lie. Do you remember back, I don't know how old you are, so I don't know how much of the 90s you were politically involved in, but
right.
Do you remember back under Clinton when they passed the Family Emergency Medical Leave Act? Do you remember all of that?
Yeah,
was trying to get her health program through. They also passed about the same time where no insurance company can turn you away for coverage. The kicker and clutch to it is the amount of monthly premium the companies would charge you. That makes you decline the offer. So we already have that in place. I mean, where is this man's mind? You know, he doesn't seem to have a memory of any kind. Is it all the pot and coke he did in the past? He seems to be lacking some active brain cells when it comes to remembering things. And his research, whoever does his research, has got to be just as brain dead. Because this is already on the books, Kate. I got so angry going, it's already there. Unless he addresses the premium cost to accept someone with pre-existing conditions, he has not helped anybody that cannot get insurance because they've been real sick.
Right.
Now, that's the bottom line to that, but so much other stuff. And he concluded towards the end saying that this will go in effect in 4 years. Did you catch that?
Yes.
So it's
4 years
you
won't.
Go ahead. It's not going to be
in 4 years
you
won't be. Yeah. Right, exactly. And so then
We're getting all brouhaha'd over something that's going to be down the road before it takes place. But what's going to happen in the interim? What is hidden in this bill that he claims doesn't say what it really says? You know, he backpedals on everything. Then has he put in a new bill in its place, or is that original one still there? And what is hidden in there that's going to help anybody in the next 4 years?
Right. Absolutely.
I'm through, Branton. I know how you feel.
Exactly. There was nothing new. And thanks. You brought up some good points, Dana. Great call tonight in talking about, and she's right, how many people caught that this won't go into effect immediately. In other words, even if it's passed, because I say that, are we going to have legislation? Is it going to be passed by Christmas or whatever? It's not going to be enacted for years. And it would actually coincide probably with him going for re-election, because I guarantee he wants another term. And that's what will ultimately happen. It comes, by the time it kicks in, he's already off and running for the office again. But I think the American people aren't stupid, and I think that a lot of people really, really spoke up, and not all crazies. You know, that's the thing. You don't want to be labeled as a crazy, even if you're like completely passionate about your issue, because then you get lost in the sauce, and then the stuff that you say that's valid doesn't stick. It doesn't stick with anyone. So the bottom line is a lot of the people that came out to the town hall meetings were not crazy, right wing, whatever, derailed plants, AstroTurf, all the nasty names were called. That's not true. I talked to enough people to know that a lot of the people that went to the meetings, in fact, the vast majority really were just ordinary citizens who had heard a lot of different things and were scared to death and wanted to speak up and find out some answers, find out about the cost, find out what was going to happen to their medical coverage, find out what that would mean for their family. Legitimate questions, actually. And funny enough, legitimate questions that for the most part really didn't get answered. Any of the stuff that you saw on the tube, you know, and we played here in America Tonight, a ton of it, whether it was Arlen Specter or McCaskill or whoever, John McCain, whatever meetings that they were at. The bottom line is the one common denominator that you constantly saw is somebody would get up and they'd ask a question about costs, or I can't afford it. I'm not saying I won't pay for it, but how much would it cost in my position? Blah, blah, blah. Different pointed questions that, of course, could not be answered. I think the best thing was when it all kicked off, when you had Arlen Specter, who I can't imagine him being back at when he runs for re-election, but because already the people are totally going to, they have jumped off his train, they're going in a different direction. But one of the things that he said, which I thought was the most revealing, the most hilarious, was the fact that he hadn't read the bill. The one bill, the House Bill 3200, the one that everybody was talking about, and even the Senate. And so he was going out, talking to the people who had a lot of facts and some myths about what was happening, and he couldn't clear up any of them. And he flat out said that he didn't read it. I didn't read it. He didn't say something like, well, you know what, it's really cumbersome, but I am killing myself trying to get through everything I can and really looking at it with a fine-tooth comb. In fact, I've pushed a couple of other things aside to make sure I'm very as well-armed that I can be on what the specifics are, what's being proposed here, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what he said. I didn't read it. That really brings it home. I'm going to vote on things, legislation, that I didn't read. Ugh. Don is listening to us in the great state of Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mr. Homeowner?
Hey, we're hanging in there. Finally got the new furniture moved in tonight, and boy, it took up all that space. But anyway, it's looking pretty good. So
good.
But anyway, though, you know, I came up with a great idea, by the way, I got to share with you. But you know, this thing been going on with you know, something I'd like to find out. You know, the big talk has been, well, the government wants to take over health care and tell you what you can and can't do, et cetera. I would love to find out how much the military spends on health care for soldiers, not talking battle, you know, ones that are in battle, you know, or suffering from wounds from battle. Just, you know, the ones that are in the military that and their dependents. Because, I grew up in the Army. You know, I'm an Army brat. Spent 6 years in the Air Force myself, you know, and I'll be honest with you, the military is very much a socialist form of government. You know, you go in and you agree to whatever they tell you to do. They pay you a very low wage, but the reason why the wage is so low is because you get free medical, you get free dental, you get a place to live, and you get even food in your food. You know, and it sounds like, you know, if you were to relay that to a government, you know, that's like a government pretty much taking care of you. You just got to do the job. And so the question is, I'm curious, is how much, you know, does it cost the military to take care of all the dependents, you know, all the people that, you know, that are not in combat, you know, just regular, you know what I'm saying, just people out of the military that are not in combat, because combat obviously is brought on by war, you know, and just to see how much it costs per person, you know, and relate that to how much it's costing right now in the system that we have. So, and you want my great idea? I figured out how to get America in shape and solve the healthcare crisis.
Oh, let's hear it.
Are you ready? You got the drums ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got the clangers?
Got the rim shot ready? Okay.
Yeah. You pay a buck a pound.
A buck a pound?
Yeah, so if you weigh 200 pounds, you pay $200 a month. You pay 350 bucks a month, you know? And I wonder if there would be enough money if they went off of poundage. You know, every person, you know, every 3 months you get weighed or whatever, and that's how much you got to pay the next 3 months for health insurance. And just think, the people that weigh, you know, or that are obese would be like, hey, you know, the more sugar I eat, the more bad foods I eat, the heavier I'm going to get. I'm going to be paying out more, you know, not so much a cent tax,
you know,
but, you know.
Right. It's not a bad idea, boy. I'll tell you what, that would make all of us sweat to the oldies a little bit faster. I agree.
Yeah, well, maybe people would be like, hey, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I lose that 50 pounds, I save $50 a month. What can I do with $50 a month? You know, but... And then, of course, you have the people that are out there that are just super super in shape, you know, but still you got to pay, you know, maybe they're the weight, or even, you know, how they have the scale, like you're 5'10", you're supposed to weigh this much, you know, and say, well, if you're any pounds over that, you know, amount, that's, you start paying $1 a pound or $2 a pound or whatever, but just give people incentive to say, hey, you know what, you lose weight and you're going to save money, but. Anyway, though, but, you know, Kate, the thing with this issue is there is just so many aspects of it, you know, that it almost take a genius to come in and to get the thing running perfect. And, you know, you and I know Brock ain't no genius, but he is trying, you know, he is trying. And, you know, and like I said, I grew up in the military, and the military took care of my health growing up for the good for the most part. And, you know, maybe, you know, we need to, you know, structure our healthcare system like they do in the military, and, you know, and, you know, just tell them, you know,
and try to go.
People.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks for the call, Don. Some interesting suggestions. I'll talk about it a little bit on the flip side. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right, until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Jive talking going on. There's no question about that. We know that here on America Tonight. Hats off. Thanks for staying up and hanging with me, Kate D, on ATN. While the speech was going on, or I guess the speech was formulating in Obama's head, or the people around him were vetting it out, let's say, he was in New York. Walter Cronkite had a huge memorial for him, and it was a who's who of media people and famous people and you name it, past presidents. So Bill Clinton really gave a lot of credit to Walter Cronkite. Here's what he had to say as he was remembering Uncle Walt.
To Cronkite family and this CBS family, Mr. President, I think it says a lot about what Walter Cronkite meant to all of us that on one of the most important days in his young presidency and a very important day in our nation's life, President Obama, when he has his big speech tonight, still came to New York to honor Walter Cronkite. We thank you. Since And since Walter's not doing the news anymore, he doesn't have to be quite so objective. I think I can say that he and all the rest of us wish you well tonight, and we hope you prevail. I had a very unusual perspective on all this. I was just a high school kid in Arkansas who'd had a TV for less than, 5 years, I think, when Walter Cronkite started doing the evening news. And I have to confess, my mother liked Huntley and Brinkley. Until we kept on CBS all day long on November 22nd, 1963. And after that, we lived with Walter Cronkite. And that's all I knew. Years passed. 1981, he left. I had formed some real opinions as a young student. I thought that he had the most trusted news program because he had an inquiring mind and a caring heart and a careful devotion to the facts. And because he really sensed that, in the words of his own autobiography, he had a deep aversion to group conformity. He was always looking for the story, not the storyline. And there's a big difference. But after he left CBS, I didn't think much more about it. I looked at some of his specials. And then when I became president, we were vacationing on Martha's Vineyard together. And we'd be thrown together at dinner parties or receptions or whatever. And he started talking to me about his young years before TV, and when he worked for UPI, when he, like Ronald Reagan, did third-hand radio accounts of sporting events in Kansas City when it was a pretty hot town, in Houston before it was one of our great metropolises. And I just wound up being crazy about the guy for reasons that had nothing to do with all the things we're here honoring him about today. I thought he was one of the most interesting men I ever saw. And I thought a lot of his qualities that made him great in television, he came by honestly. Keep in mind, one of the most moving accounts to me in his story of his own life was dancing with his mother on her 100th birthday. And at the end of their dance, he said, "I thought she was exhausted. She asked me to go get her medicine, and I came back with it." And she said, "No, Walter, I wanted a martini." So that's the guy I got to know. And we continued to see each other after I left the White House. We'd be thrown together at first one event and another. But I thought he was an astonishing man. I liked his inquiring mind and his caring heart. And he did something for my family that was so simple. And even now, it's hard for me to talk about. But in a very tumultuous summer in our personal lives, 1998, we were up on Martha's Vineyard, and Walter Cronkite picked up the phone and said, "Betsy and I want you to go sailing with us. You and Hillary and Chelsea, we'll just go out and sail around." He said, "Somebody might take a picture of it, but so what?" I'll never forget that. At the time, I could have done with a picture with Walter Cronkite. I say this because that wasn't something he had to do. He was 81 years old. He was a good man. Yes, he was a great journalist. And he lived a fascinating life, which made
All right,
him
that's
want
Bill Clinton
to
talking
know
about
and
Walter
understand.
Cronkite. I wanted you to hear what he said first in the top part of it about Obama being at Cronkite's memorial on what was going to be his big speech on health care reform and how now is the time to get to it, not push it off. And then also when he mentioned the thing about Monica Lewinsky, to tell you the truth, actually it was a pretty funny line the way he said that about sailing around. But Clinton can throw in the humor, no question about it. As I said, that memorial drew a ton of people, and I thought it was interesting that the president had time in New York to be there in New York and then, of course, get back and do the speech in Washington. Thus, when we actually hear the speech, and my point of telling you that is, I was hoping for a little bit more meat. I was hoping that we would get some specifics, not just broad strokes. And I think the strokes that were presented were pretty broad strokes still yet again. And ultimately, what's buried underneath all of this is what truly are you going to pay? What truly is going to happen to your health care coverage? And the answer is you don't know. You don't know if this form of health care that includes some of his proposals is passed. Yes, things will absolutely be different. But then the other part of it is it's not going to happen, I guess, overnight. So it'll be a slow and painful process, right? In the meantime, quickly on the heels of the big speech in D.C., a poll that was released, it still points to pretty much the same thing. So I won't gobble this up with a bunch of numbers. Just know this, that 52% disapprove of Obama on health care, and it underscores, I think, obviously, a lot of the disappointment in what's been happening in the last month and a half. And I don't think that anything's happened that's been different. I mean, how Obama lost ground this summer, I think most of it had to do with the economy and certainly with health care reform. I'm going to leave you with this one from one of my favorites, from Ben Franklin. I love his quotes. This is what he had to say about money. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Think about it.
Crushing like a bug. More coffee!